This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Advocacy groups are calling for more investment in bicycle safety after a cyclist was hit by a dump truck and killed Thursday morning while riding his bike in Southwest Philly. As KYW's Sonny Morgan explains, advocates say painted bike lanes don't provide enough protection.
The intersection of 58th and Baltimore, where a 50-year-old man riding his bike was hit and killed by a dump truck, is one of Philly's most dangerous, according to Jesse Amadio of Philly Bike Action.
It's like a horrible intersection, and neighbors have been asking the city for help for years. And, you know, I just spoke with a local person who said it was only a matter of time.
Safety measures like red light cameras and street redesign are slated for this intersection. The SEPTA trolley modernization project will include a physical separation between cars and bikers. The Route 34, or T2 trolley, runs along Baltimore Avenue. But as Amadio says, these safety measures will take years to happen.
Construction for that project is years away, 2027, 2030, and that funding could be in jeopardy because of the threats to SEPTA funding that we've been hearing about.
Since Baltimore Avenue is a part of U.S. Route 13 and is considered a state road that PennDOT designed, Amadio says the agency should adjust the painted bike lanes.
They should never be painting these, we call them conflict bike lanes, where they're literally painting a dashed line saying that cars should use the bike lane like a turn lane.
The Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia also spoke out in a statement saying underride and side guards should be mandatory on private large trucks. The city made side guards a requirement on public trash trucks in 2018. Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.